Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and welcome to the second episode of Arrow Talk. And we will be talking about tonight's episode is titled Honor Thy Father, which was broadcast on October the 17th, 2012. And it looks like Arrow's a hit since we started the first podcast on the pilot. It seemed like it was a little rough start, but seems like a lot of people have been attracted to the series and are now watching it. So CW is definitely excited that they have another franchise on their hands, just like they did with Smallville and a bunch of others that are currently still on, like Nikita, La Femme Nikita, and 90210, and a bunch of other franchises that they have right now. So I'm sure they're really happy this year, or this past year, now that it's 2013, that they have a big hit on their hands. So without further ado, we will be talking about Honor Thy Father. Okay, so let's see. A quick synopsis of tonight's episode is Errol further moves along with his father's list, along with battling his family issues that he has with his mother, and especially his sister. He also makes amends on past difficulties with Laurel. Now, Stephen Amell, he plays Oliver Queen in tonight's episode of Arrow, and I think he's doing a fine job. I think, as we talked about in the first podcast, he's doing a great job as Oliver Queen. Very muscular, very athletic. I think his acting capabilities could grow. You know, it's still early. A lot of people had a lot of complaints about Tom Welling being a little stiff, a little, you know, not true to the character. But eventually, as we all know and loved, Tom Welling did grow back into his, not back, but he grew into the character. So let's give Steven a little bit more of a chance. And now I know that we are pretty late into the podcast. I just wanted to, give a little apologies further ahead for a lot of people that were waiting on the podcast. We are a little behind. Let's see, right now they are currently on, let me see which episode. Episode 9 is where they left off, and episode 10, titled Burned, which will be on January 16th, 2013. So we're planning to do the podcast probably we'll do one tomorrow, also on Friday, and then next week we'll do it also again on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then the following week, which is the week that the series begins again, we'll do episode 9 on Tuesday, and then episode 10, which airs on that January 16th, we'll do the podcast immediately after the West Coast airing of Arrow, which is the only reason why we do it so late for you East Coasters out there. We do our podcast on the Pacific because I'm in L.A., so let's see. One character that I think it's pretty intriguing is the character of Laurel, played by Katie Cassidy. She is playing a doppelganger. She is the sister that cheated on her, and she plays both characters. I guess she's a twin. So Dina and Laurel Lance. So she's doing a great job. You might have recognized her in a couple other shows, like Gossip Girl. She was in Gossip Girl. Also New Girl. She was in that episode. She was in the wedding as Brooke. And let's see, a couple other stuff, like A Nightmare on Elm Street in 2010, the remake. Also the TV series, which I just brought up, Merrill's Place. So Katie Cassidy is doing a good job. A lot of people are not too happy with her. They say that she wears a tons of makeup. So I was wondering if the makeup artist is having a bad hand on that, you know, piling on the makeup. Who knows? Maybe we'll get someone from the production that could give us a clue on what's going on with the ladies' makeups. You know, it's a little harsh. It's a little there. If you're listening to the podcast right now on this lovely cold January 2nd, 2013, Happy New Year, you could call in. You can call in and speak to us here on the podcast. It's 914-338-1036. Again, 914-338-1036. This is not a toll-free, so if you are not in within that area code, please be aware of any long-distance charges. Also, we are located at Twitter. If you could want to follow us, we're at Arrow Talk, all one word. Again, at Arrow Talk, all one word. And I'll be posting a lot of stuff from the show and also posting when we will be live for the podcast. And also, if you're listening to this and you want to listen to it later, I will be posting this later on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube a lot and you want to just kick back and listen to it while you're doing something else, that'd be kind of cool. Also send us a shout out, send us a direct message on Twitter at Arrow Talk, again at Arrow Talk. So if you have any good sides or good news about CW's Arrow, please feel free to send them over. Awesome. All right, so let's see. The one character I'm still not getting, he is Tommy Merlin. He is, I guess he's a close advisor to the family or something. I still quite can't get his character, and I'm sure as we talk about the other episodes that follow along after this, we will get a better understanding of what his character will be. Also, let's see, David Ramsey, he played tonight's bodyguard, and David Ramsey has a full list of credits himself. He's also been in Grey's Anatomy, Dexter, Ghost Whisperer, Criminal Minds, CSI, West Wing, etc. It seems like he was a very, very effective in this episode, as he plays the bodyguard for Oliver Queen that has been hired by his mother, who is played by the lovely Suzanne Thompson. Suzanne Thompson plays Maura Queen, which is the widower of Oliver Queen's dad. And her credits are also amazing. She's done Cold Case, NCIS, also CSI, and a couple other stuff that you might recognize her. Also, you know, that's a good thing about these people that they get that surround the main character from Steven, is that they pull off all this intensity, this secrecy. And as we know, Maura Queen has a big secret. But we'll get to that later. Okay. So let's see. Colin Salmon, he plays Walter Steele. He was the CFO of Queen Industries, and now he's with Oliver Queen's mom, which is, to his surprise, still a sting in the wound. Oliver Queen is still not happy that his dad's CFO is now sleeping with the wife, and I'm sure he's not going to be too happy when Oliver Queen finds out that his mom is after his, you know, dangerous murder plot in the background. That's going to be kind of funny. Now, how different is this from the Smallville Green Arrow that we have grown and loved? I'm really surprised how the CW just totally scrapped that storyline that they developed for over the years at Smallville, and now bring in this fresh look. You know, I got to give them credit because I didn't think they were going to pull it off, and here I am wrong, which is great for me because I always like to be wrong, you know, once in a while. And CW has been doing a great job putting those two together and getting a new storyline and, you know, also a new outfit for Green Arrow and a new actor, because everybody thought, oh, Justin Hartley's going to come back. He's going to have his own show now, and that's the end of it. No. No, they started off fresh with the new actor, Mr. Stephen Amell, and now they're into an awesome series of Arrow. They don't even call it Green Arrow. And right now it's booked as a 13-episode season. So I wonder if CW might pick up some episodes towards the end. A lot of times when the network is happy with a program like this, they tend to add more episodes at the end, pretty much throwing more money at the production, which they are able to write more episodes and also produce more episodes and also pay the actors to star in the new episodes. So I haven't heard any news about this yet. So if anybody out there has heard if CW has added more episodes on top of the 13 episodes that Arrow has been finished with production, they should definitely send us a direct message at ArrowTalk on Twitter, again, at ArrowTalk. And if you're not on Twitter, that's fine. I'm going to try to set up a Facebook page, so if you are on Facebook, we could marry the two, have the Twitter page and the Facebook page, and you guys could correspond with us through there as well. Normally, we have some people on the show. I know it's a little late for some of you out there, and it looks like we have a caller from area code 604. Who is this?
Hello there. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. I thought I'd call in. You just started following me on Twitter. My name's Barry. I'm an actor on the show as well.
Oh, sweet, sweet. So, have you been watching Arrow?
Yeah, yes, I have. I've been on it twice now as a character called the Mechanic. I started in episode 3, and then I'll be back in episode 112.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to let you, I just heard a bit of your podcast there that they actually have got the rest of the season. In fact, they're doing 23 episodes.
Oh, that's great.
So, they got their back, they got told their back 9, I guess, whatever it was.
The back 9, They always tend to do that if it's a big hit.
Yeah, and then they ended up, they actually got one more out of it, too. So instead of 22, they got 23. So they're in a pretty good position right now. Nothing's set in stone that they'll be back for another season, but I think they will be.
Right, I think they will be as well. Now, are you going to be in any of those back 9?
I don't know. The last one we shot was about 2 months ago, episode 112, and that airs, I think that airs on the end of the month, at the 30th or something. And then I'm supposed to be back for a couple more. I can't really tell you why or how, because, you know, they don't want anything released. But, my character and the guy that plays my boss have been established in episode 3 as Russian mobsters that are giving him information to find criminals that he's looking for. So he's kind of got a deal with us right now.
Oh, that is so sweet. Is there anyone I can get, like your first name?
Barry.
Mary. Okay, Mary. Yeah. For those of...
Barry,
Oh, Barry. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Barry, for those actors, you know, or, you know, people that want to break into television, do you have any advice for them that are listening right now that are like, wow, this guy was able to get on a hit show like this? You know, and mind you, you probably didn't even know what Arrow was about or did you?
I worked a lot on Smallville as well. I've been an actor in Vancouver now since 2000, so all I can say to anybody out there trying to get anywhere with it is just stick to it, and you got to have thick skin and be able to take rejection, and just if you want it bad enough, go out and get it. That's really what it is. It's a lot of marketing yourself and just hoping for a chance, you know, and a lot of times you're in the room with the same people over and over, but, you know, you just keep plugging away and good things will happen. And, as far as Arrow, we knew it was coming a couple of years before Smallville ended, but like you were saying, they thought it was going to be a spinoff from that, and then the network had to go a completely different direction.
Yeah, now, what's your take on that? Do you think they did a good job? I think, you know, they surprised me. There's a lot of doubters out there, and I was one of them. And I think it's fresh. You know, it's not a continuation, so it's kind of like fresh, especially with the actor. How does it work? Have you ever worked with Steven yet?
Both my episodes have involved interactions with him. In fact, with my first episode, we have a little fight, and then the next one, I'm sort of, you know, I can't give out too much, but I've had a couple of interactions, and he's fantastic. He's very intense. He knows that he's got a good thing on his hands, so he's, you know,
right.
he's keeping himself grounded and making sure that, you know, the quality of the show stays there. The stunt stuff that they're doing, and he does a lot of his own stuff, is just really where they're pushing the envelope on that show. And as far as the change from the other, like, Smallville storylines, I think it's so much better because the network, like you said, they took a chance and it's gritty.
Yes.
And people need that. The CW can be very phony at times, you know, like for
yes.
a lot of different age groups. So it's good to see that they've got something that's, you know, going to appeal more to than just the teens.
Right. No,
yeah.
I definitely agree with that because, like you said, CW has a large range from, like, the Top Model show to, like, I know they had a series that they just canceled. It was that medical show, something
yeah,
owned.
Emily Owens.
Yeah, and they thought it was
a
little older for the demographic for CW.
Yeah, yeah, and that was shot in Vancouver here as well. So,
and that was with Justin, too.
That's right, yeah, and I worked with him on when he was Arrow on Green Arrow on Smallville, and he's fantastic. I've gone out for drinks with him, great guy, and, you know, he didn't, at that time, though, he didn't really want to do the spinoff. He was just worried about getting typecast into that sort of mold, and I think he didn't,
yeah.
he wasn't really sure the way they were going to go with the show,
that's
right?
That's the
so
big scare, yeah.
He wasn't even offered it because he told them that he didn't want it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good
yeah.
for him, you know, for
yeah,
branching
exactly.
out and trying new things. Barry,
yeah.
were you at the Smallville rap party? Because I was there.
At the Smallville or the, no, I was
Smallville.
Not at the Smallville rap party. No,
at,
no,
at the
I was
Smallville,
not at Smallville.
Like the show finale rap party.
Yeah. No, I never made that one, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, because I was like, maybe I might have saw you there. Cause, yeah, because Justin, Tom, Erica, they were all there.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody was looking for Michael or Allison, but they weren't there. But
yeah.
yeah, I met Justin, and like you said, he's an awesome
yeah.
guy. I could
yeah.
totally see him hanging out with the crew, or, you know, having some beers.
Yeah, yeah, he directed a couple episodes too. So yeah, he's a great guy, and he deserves all the success. I was sad to see that Emily Owens didn't get picked up, but he'll find something else.
Oh, yeah, he's so talented, so he's definitely
yeah.
down to pop up like that. So
yeah.
any other advice you could give to, I know some fans are going to be listening, and they're like, wow, you know, this is kind of cool that we got someone from the show, and thank you, Barry, for calling in, you know, and giving us your
no
insights.
That's how it works, you know. I like to help promote the show. I mean, it's not gonna hurt me any if people want to keep watching that show. I mean, I want to be back. I know for me, my own personal experience on the show has been so good, but I know somewhere along the lines that I think I'm going to be eventually taken out either by my Russian mobster brother or by Arrow himself, because I've screwed over a couple people already. So, but not to give too much away. But yeah, no. As far as advice for people, it's everybody's different, and you just got to find what you're good at. And,
yeah, got to find your niche. Yeah.
Exactly, and don't be afraid to, you know, if you're typecast, that's fine. Get your foot in the door, and then show them what you can do after the fact, right? Like, as far as
right.
The first day I did on Arrow was a stunt day, and then they liked the character and the way I played him that they decided to bring
oh,
me back and give me dialogue as
well. Look
Russian.
At that! You made like a first impression there.
Yeah, and well, I'm sure
the crew's kind of the same from Smallville, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them there. Yeah, there's a lot of crew from other shows, Battlestar Galactica, a few guys from there, and
yeah.
So it's one of those things where, you know, I came back and then suddenly now I'm given dialogue where I have to speak with a Russian accent, and they never heard me do it, so it was a little nerve-wracking, but they loved it when it was all said and done. It was great.
And how long did you study for that Russian accent?
I've been working on accents just on and off for, you know, 10 years. I always try to just do something with, I'm fairly good at doing the Russian one and a bit of British, but yeah. So, yeah, so for me it was just a great opportunity to, you know, I showed them what I could do stunt-wise and then participate in the scenes that we're in, and then suddenly, next thing you know, me and my boss are back, and we're both being told by producers that we're back for a couple more.
That's sweet. That's
yeah.
sweet. Well, we hope they give you a bigger, you know, role, you know, more lines,
thank
of course.
Yeah,
that means more
you.
Money.
Yeah, well, tell all the fans out there to look for The Mechanic. That's who I play in.
Yeah, everybody, please look for Barry the Mechanic, and you said you're in episode 3, and which other one?
And 112, which is called Vertigo. It's about Count Vertigo. And
okay.
that's actually Seth Gable plays the Count, and he was in Fringe, a few other good shows. So he
yeah.
said he was great.
Well, I know Fringe also
Fringe, so.
Films out there. Were you in that?
I worked a lot on Fringe from season 2. Like, I've done everything from SWAT work, gun techs for the actors, and an actor myself on there. And then I finished up the final season. They finished shooting it, so it's all done.
Yeah.
Season,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
but
that was a good
short,
show.
I'm calling from Vancouver long distance, but I just wanted to give my two cents and let you know I'm listening. I appreciate the follow on Twitter and keep up the good work, and let's get this.
Yeah,
up,
and
up
Barry,
up
if anyone, any big fans out there of Arrow are listening, Barry, do you want to give out your Twitter so that they could follow you as well?
It was just Barry Nerling. My last name is Nerling. I don't even know what my Twitter name is on there. I can't even remember. I'm sort of new to Twitter.
I'll try to find it, and then I'll retweet it so people can follow you.
Because
I'm sure you're going to get a large following now.
You're following me now, so yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway,
well,
I really appreciate the call,
Barry.
Yeah, you betcha. Bye-bye.
All right, and call in whenever you can.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. All right, Barry. Thank you. All right, so that was Barry. He works on Arrow. How awesome is that? Gave us a lot of good insights for those of you who are looking to get into the acting or have the acting bug. So please follow Barry. I'll try to repost his Twitter on the at Arrow Talk on Twitter. So that was great. We got a little insights as to how it is working on the show. Also gave us some insights as he worked on Smallville and a couple other shows that they film in Vancouver. And if you guys don't know Vancouver, I pretty much call it Second Hollywood, because a lot of shows, a lot of movies go up there and film, and they use the local talent. And I'm sure Barry found the right crew of people, because a lot of times it's like a traveling circus. They go from show to show, from movie to movie to movie to movie. So it's kind of great that people are enjoying the location of Vancouver. And I've been up there, and it's a really beautiful place. If you want to just go out there, get some fresh air, great people. I mean, it was just awesome. At some point, I was like, oh, I forgot I'm in Canada. It's kind of weird. But it's really amazing. And if you're there in Vancouver, get a Japa dog. I know it sounds kind of racist, Japa dog, but those are little carts that they have out there that are Japanese hot dogs, and it's just amazing. So that's my two cents about Vancouver. But it was great to hear from Barry. So look for him as the mechanic in episode 3, which we'll be talking about tomorrow. So, Barry, I'm going to give you a little critique, if you don't mind. No, just kidding. And then also he said in episode 12, which will be a couple weeks after the 16th when they go back on the air with new episodes of Arrow. So that was great. That was really amazing. I didn't think someone from the show would pop up on the podcast, but here we are. Awesome. And I think with that note, we should probably wrap up the podcast. It was great to hear from an actor that was on the show. And I think I don't think that we could top that off any better than that. So if you guys feel free to join us tomorrow, we'll be on at the same time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That would be probably, let's see, 11, 12, 10, 11, 12, 1. Okay, so that'll probably be 1 o'clock on the East Coast, and that'll be 12 o'clock on Central Standard Time, and then Mountain, of course. You know where you're at. All right, so you've been listening to this Arrow Talk podcast. This was episode 2, and it was titled Honor Thy Father, and we hope Mr. Oliver Queen honors him dearly as he scratches off his list of bad guys he's going after. And hopefully he makes some amends with his sister. You know, he kind of had a little touching moment there, and I think that's kind of a good blossoming. And the character I'm talking about is Thea Queen, which is played by Willa Holland. So Willa's been pretty good. So far, so good. She's a L.A. native, and she's been on other big shows like Gossip Girl, so definitely follow her. I don't know. I have a little thing for her, a little smile. It's kind of cute. All right. So that will wrap up our show. This is, again, Arrow Talk Podcast. Join us again tomorrow as we recap another episode of Arrow. Thank you very much, and have a good night.